home. An old blade drum ain't got no home. An old face wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio, an astonishing acronym for real estate education and community housing. Good afternoon, I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Welcome to the Reach Radio show. We assist low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership. We do that through education and financial awareness. Our mission is to place families in a home, not just a house. If you would like to call the Reach people, the number is 561-491-1670. And press the zero button when you get online there, and that'll take you right to the operator. Our website is www.reachforhousing.org. You could visit our website there. It's reach4housing.org. That's how you get a hold of us. Today, we're going to take a look at the financial markets and if traditional investing still works in today's economy. We have some of the best housing and financial experts on the show today here to assist you in reaching the American dream of home ownership. But before we get to that, let's check out the headlines with our newsmaster, Producer Mort. Producer Mort, got any dirty laundry today that our listeners might want to know about?
I don't know about dirty laundry, but I've got some very interesting news straight from the Palm Beach Post. And this is from Thursday's Post on the front page. It's by Kimberly Miller, who's the staff writer there. And basically, it says, the Bank of America lied to distressed homeowners. The former employees are claiming that Bank of America systematically worked to deny thousands of loan modifications with specific delay tactics that included lying to homeowners and repeatedly requesting documents that employees knew were already in the system, according to statements made by a multi-district lawsuit filed in federal court. The suit is seeking class action status and includes a Boynton Beach homeowner who claim that lenders purposely hindered modification requests by borrowers through the Federal Home Affordable Modification Program. According to former employees of the Charlotte, North Carolina-based bank, loan modification agents were due to handle 400 cases at a time. Eligible borrowers were pushed into foreclosure during periodic blitzes where any file which documents were 50 years or 50 days old were automatically denied. This includes files which the homeowner had previously turned into the bank. A former Bank of America underwriter who worked for the company said the delay and rejection program within Bank of America were methodologically and periodically carried out. Bank of America issued a statement Thursday saying the statements are rife with factual inaccuracies, and they will be addressing the opposition in court next month. We continue to demonstrate our commitment to assisting customers who are at risk of foreclosure, and at best, these attorneys are painting a false picture of the bank's practices and the dedication of our employees. Simon Gordon, who worked for Bank of America between July 2007 and February 2012, Simone said that she was told to lie about documents not being received so they could get stale and the process would have to be restarted. Employees who placed 10 or more accounts into foreclosure in a month would get gift cards to Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, or a $500 cash bonus. We were regularly drilled, and it was our job to maximize fees for the bank by extending the modification by any means possible, Gordon said. The claims validate years of homeowner complaints about having to fax the same documents over and over again, only to be denied for no reason. The lawsuit, which combines legal actions from several states, is being handled in federal court in Massachusetts and was filed in 2010. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi recently wrote letters to both Wells Fargo and Bank of America with concerns that the lenders are violating loan servicing rules included in the National Mortgage Settlement. Boynton Beach homeowner Sherry Goldman said her lawsuit that she successfully completed a trial loan modification that reduced her payment by $390. She continued to pay the reduced amount and calling to find out if she would get a permanent modification. 6 months after being approved for the trial period, she was denied a permanent modification, told that she owed $3,120 in back payments, and was threatened with foreclosure. She paid the $3,120, according to the lawsuit, but was told she couldn't appeal the modified denial. Goldman later appealed, but was denied again. Palm Beach courts and the property record showed no foreclosure was filed, and she was still the owner of the bank. In a related article, it's interesting that the bank employees are coming out and letting us know what's happening. A former employee of Deutsche Bank said he was fired in retaliation for raising questions about problems with the bank's systems and charges. This comes from CBS News, Associated Press. Gary Delictus, who worked in operations, filed a lawsuit against the bank Wednesday afternoon in U.S. District Court in Manhattan. He says that around August 2010, he noticed operational problems plaguing the bank. Among them, the bank failed to invest adequately, causing outages. That's computer outages. As a result, paper statements were sometimes mailed to the wrong address and the wrong customer. And the banks failed to keep money for its own trading separate from the customer's money. Sometimes, Delictus said, the bank couldn't reconcile its account. One 24-hour outage caused 6 billion discrepancies between the previous day's accounts and undetermined transactions. A system outage over the Thanksgiving weekend cost about $1 million in overcharges to customers, claiming those customers were never notified. Delictus said he became increasingly vocal about his concerns and repeatedly informed his managers about the problem. He communicated with them verbally and through email and phone calls. His concerns were ignored. One time, when he and another employee raised a compliance issue and assigned it a red status, meaning it could cause a huge loss for the bank, another worker forced them to downgrade it to amber. He is looking for his job back or back pay, and as well as monetary charges for emotional distress and loss of reputation. Okay, well, there we go. The bank employees are coming back to the bank and or saying that the bank is mistreating customers and banks are incurring losses and in some cases, people are losing their houses. So what do you think of that?
Well, Mort, you mean there's actually whistleblowers in the banking industry that's coming forward and giving us good news?
Yes, that's what's happening. The bank employees themselves, and I don't know if it's through guilt or just maybe financial gain for them. I'm not really sure, but they are actually reporting on what the banks have been doing. And I think that's good for us.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on that because we spoke with Pam Bondi, the state's attorney that's handling some of these cases. And
Bondi.
Bondi. I try to make that – it's Pat Bondi, like Pat. James Bondi. Okay. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on that. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our hot news guy for Reach Radio, Producer Mort. Let's hear it. Yeah, that's great, Mort. We appreciate the news, and we'll keep an eye on that, especially if banks are actually doing that. You know, I sound like the president, right? Well, if they're actually doing that, I think they are, and they need to be admonished, hopefully. Well, joining us in a moment is Tim Hensley from Phoenix, Arizona. He's a financial advisor with volumes of advice on home financing. Coming up after that is Bishop Ronald McFarland. He's here to give us some inspirational thoughts for those facing foreclosure or financial collapse. Up next, Kenesha Woods. She's a counselor with Reach. She'll tell us how to prepare for a good laugh. And that's LAF, meaning life after foreclosure. And last but not least, the founder of Reach, Pat Tracy, will be joining us. He has a special message for first-time home buyers. So you won't want to miss any of this show Why? Because REACH counselors and experts are here to assist you in achieving home ownership, so you don't have to worry about what your income is or what your credit score may be. That's not part of the REACH mission. You can call them today at 561-491-1670. Make sure you press the zero button. All right. Our first guest today is Tim Hensley. He's been in the financial industry for more than 29 years, managing mortgage departments and credit unions across the country. Currently, Tim is a financial advisor, a licensed real estate and insurance agent. And in his spare time, he managed to write a book named Life Income, Growing, Protecting, and Preserving Your Wealth. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Tim Hensley. Tim, are you there?
Yes, hello.
How are you today?
I'm fine, Mike. Thank you.
Now, sorry to get you up so early out there in Phoenix. I know you're about 3 hours behind us. We do appreciate you coming on the show today.
Oh, yes. The morning hours are the best.
Hey, I want to ask you a question. Where did you find the time to work? I mean, you've been writing, you've been doing all these things. Did you find time to work?
Oh, well, you know, our love for people, my wife and I started Genesis Housing, the nonprofit counseling agency out here, and we just care a lot about people, and we know that they don't know how to navigate through the landmines that they're facing with their homes these days. So my wife and I started this organization 7 years ago, and it hasn't stopped since. And really, this won't last, we're hoping, you know, forever. So we'll get a break sometime in the near future.
Well, we're hoping so. I know when I ask our guest how you take a look at the market, do you see a better market in 2 years or 4 years, or would it go out as far as 6 years?
Well, here in our area, Arizona, in the Phoenix area, we're probably looking at, we're hoping another 3 or 4 years, and we'll get through this.
Good. Yeah, that's pretty much how we see it here, too. A couple of more years, we'll make it happen. So let me ask you a question. If you have several programs out there to help people out, and what about people who have lost their job or unemployed and their lender won't lower or reduce, refinance their payment? Is there any programs out there that you could help people out like that?
Yeah, Mike, that's a great question, because out here, unemployment is still very high. And so a lot of folks are, if they lose their job, they're wondering, what do they do with their home? Are they going to be able to continue to afford it? Maybe they've owned it for 10 years or 5, 10, 15 years. What are they going to be able to do? We are an approved HUD agency with the state of Arizona through the Department of Housing. And what most folks don't really know yet is that the state's program, now this was federal money filtered to the state of Arizona Department of Housing, that they developed, and the amount, the maximum amount allotted for each homeowner here that qualifies, that fits the box of qualification, is $100,000. So what does that mean? That means that person, that the homeowners that have become unemployed and are afraid that they're not going to be able to make their payment, they might be able to get some money through this program. For instance, there's many families that we have helped in this same very situation that you've described, and we act as the eyes and the ears for the state of Arizona, making recommendations to the state to approve, as long as, again, they fit the box. If the family fits the box and they qualify for the program, the state will pay to their lender up to $2,000 a month for 2 years.
Wow.
That's a maximum of $48,000 towards their house payments.
I believe that would work. We have similar programs like that in Florida as well, so we know what you're talking about, and that's a good program. But you say if you qualify, what are the qualifications?
Well, there's a lot of different factors that are involved, and it is best for someone to really call us. There's formulas, there's data that we have to obtain in order to make sure that they qualify. The state is wanting to give the money away. I know sometimes in the past we might get an idea of a lender not really wanting to give us a loan. They're wanting to find a reason to reject us. That's not what's happening with the state here of Arizona. They want to give away this money. So we look for ways for them to fit the box. I'm not talking about creating things, but legitimate reasons why there's a hardship, why someone needs the money. If they need the money and they can fit into those qualifications, if the payment is too high, they can't afford it, or if they're underemployed, they had a reduction of income, or they're unemployed, they don't have any money coming in, that is one of the first qualifications. Another qualification is if they have refinanced in the past, if they've taken out money, cash, in the past, taken advantage of lower interest rates and did what is called a cash-out refinance, where they've taken actual money out to put in a pool, to pay off credit card debt, to buy a car, to do whatever they wanted to do. But if they have taken out more than what is equal to 150%, then they might not qualify.
I got
However,
you.
However, you know, I want to be, if I may, want to be cautious with that, because there's other assistance, there's other programs that we might be able to help them with. So just because they don't fit the box for that particular
right
situation, there may be others.
I understand. We don't make things up, but we take the available information and data and massage it so that it fits inside the box. That's good. And you know, in today's economy with the employers cutting full-time employees to part-time employees, what would people do that maybe they've lost their job, but most importantly, their salary has been cut, or they've been cut to a part-time person instead of full-time and reducing their income. Does this program fit with those people as well? I mean, you've lowered your money. You're not making as much. It's a harder to make the payments. They still fit?
Yes, they do. And we would really encourage those folks to get in touch with us, especially here in this state, because some of that money, that $100,000, can be used to actually pay down the principal balance on their current mortgage, on their current loan. The lender then, we work with the lender directly. The lender then lowers their monthly payment, which would lower the interest rate on their loan. The state contributes $60,000, $30,000, up to $100,000 to pay down the balance on their loan. So their balance now is lower, and their payment is lower to fit whatever their income has been reduced to.
Perfect. Well, it looks like folks are helping us out. Now, let me ask you this. There's a litany of 800 numbers out there that are encouraging me to call. They're going to fix my mortgage. They're going to refinance. They're going to do everything under the sun to help me. A lot of these aren't legit. How do you know the difference between the legitimate advertisers and the scam artists?
Yes, and before your program began, the National Crime Prevention information is so accurate. We all still need to be very careful in any types of solicitations or promises that we might be made that they can save our home. But the question you asked was, how can we determine? The biggest way to determine if someone might be scamming us, or maybe we need to steer away from them, is, are they charging us an upfront fee? All of us nonprofit HUD approved, and there is a difference between HUD approved nonprofits and just nonprofits. Us HUD approved nonprofit counseling agencies across this country, the counseling is free. So if they aren't getting counseling for free, they might want to reconsider. And I know there's attorneys, I know there's real estate agents, I know there's mortgage lenders, I know that they're offering these services across the country, and they are offering it for a fee. Well, HUD-approved counseling agencies offer the same service for free, and oftentimes we have more clout than an attorney, a real estate agent, or some other mortgage lender, because we are a neutral third party. We act as an advocate for the homeowner. We don't get paid by the homeowner, and the lenders all know this.
Right. So the first thing to watch out for are those upfront fees.
If you're going to pay a fee, even at any time, if you're going to pay it after the fact, the homeowner can do this all on their self, on their own, for free. They can go to a free HUD-approved nonprofit counseling agency and do it for free as well. Why go to someone else and pay? Because we all are not the decision maker. The only decision maker is their lender.
That's
not
right.
An attorney, not the Attorney General's office, not the President of the United States, not me, not a realtor, no one. It's only the lender's decision.
Absolutely. And that's where we're going to have to leave it today. I appreciate you coming online with us. I know we'll have you back on the show again. Thanks for spending your Saturday with us. We're down here in sunny South Florida. I guess you're out there in hot Arizona, right?
Oh, it's beautiful here. It hasn't reached 100 yet, but it'll get there.
It will. Well, Tim, the way that our viewers can get, our listeners can get a hold of you is www.henseleygroup.org. That's www.henseleygroup.org. Tim, thanks a lot for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, Mike, can I correct that?
Go ahead.
It's genesishs.org.
Okay.
GenesisHS.org, Genesis Housing Services.
Okay. Well, we shot on this site last night. It looks pretty good. And I know you're a professional out there, and you're doing the job to help the folks out, and we certainly appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. There you go, folks. If you're the most important thing I think we got out of that is if you're somebody's asking you for an upfront fee to do your mortgage or refinancing or any of those things, I would open the eyebrow and take a closer look. So, that being said, let's take a look at REACH Residential Report number 1. If you're struggling with your mortgage payments, if you're facing foreclosure, or you're unemployed, REACH counselors and experts are here to assist you in achieving home ownership. So don't worry about your income or what your credit score may be. That's not part of the REACH mission. The number to call for REACH is 561-491-1670. Make sure you hit the zero button for the operator. All right, our first property that we have listed today is in Marsh Harbor in Riviera Beach. It's a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home, 1,454 square feet. It's right across the street from Suncoast High. If you have kids that are in the school system, and this home is perfect for that because it's got the three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath. It's renovated with hardwood floors. There's new paint. They have a clubhouse, and it is in a gated community. And that's property number 301. So if this property fits your lifestyle, then call REACH at 561-491-1670. Make sure you hit the zero button to get to the operator. REACH Radio is here to assist low and moderate income families achieve the American dream of home ownership. Last count, I believe the good folks at REACH say they have about 92 properties that are available for those who qualify. And you can find out if you qualify by calling 561-491-1670. Make sure you hit the zero button, huh? Let's hear a little bit of that music there in the background. I like that. That's John Denver. Nice, huh? All right. Coming up next with us on the REACH Radio Show is Bishop Ronald McFarland. Bishop Ronald McFarland is from the Sunshine Family Ministry, and that's Sun, S-O-N-S-H-I-N-E. I like that, the sunshine, and we know who the sun is, right? He's also the senior pastor of Sunshine Family Worship Center in Royal Palm Beach, Florida. He has been in the ministry for over four decades, starting out in Jamaica and then coming up to the United States. Four decades. Pastor, that's a long time serving
long,
the Lord.
A long
huh?
time. Tells you how old I am, right?
Well, nothing wrong with that. You know, what we want to talk about today is the blame factor, I guess. You know, when a foreclosure hits and people lose their homes and they're moving back in with mom and dad and tension rises and fights start and the crack in the concrete starts, and before you know it, people are yelling, "Get out of my house!" and all for what? Because there was a foreclosure. Is that something that you've experienced in the church?
Oh yes, we do. We face this situation every day, and we have had to spend time to counsel people. It's very, very devastating on the family. People really don't know unless you're in the situation. And we have had to really sit down with these folks, help them out from time to time, sometime find a place for them to stay. We have had families that we had to put up in a hotel for a few days out of our own resources to help them.
Well, I can't imagine what it would be like having to move back in with mom and dad. Oh, I mean, we fought so hard to get out, you know. But when a foreclosure hits and you lose your home, what are your options? You're either living in a car or you're living with a friend or mom and dad.
Yes.
And of course, like we said a minute ago, that causes disharmony. And then the fights begin and the blame game starts. What would you say to a couple who's experiencing the blame factor? It's your fault, it's your fault. And back and forth you go before somebody says, I want a divorce.
Well, I think the blame game has been going on ever since the world began. Adam and Eve had the same situation. I personally don't like the blame game, but it does happen. And we just have to sit people down and, you know, love. We use sometimes 1 Corinthians chapter 11 to 13, where he talks about love. You know, it's not puffed up, that sort of thing. So we have to show people scripture. And we cater to the total man, really. Mind, body, soul, and spirit. So we have to take the physical and we link it to scripture. And we try to help them along. Some people take it, some don't. But we do the best we can.
Well, that's pretty much how life is anyway. Some
right.
people will, some people won't. But for some reason, you know, when you think about a relationship and two people get together and it's out of love and then something happens in the financial arena, what happened to the love?
Well, I've always asked myself this question when I'm counseling with people. What would Jesus do? And that's where I get my response. What would Jesus do in situations like that? And for me, love never goes away. Love is something that is everlasting until death.
Of course.
And this is what we have to show them. You got to keep loving.
And when the foreclosure comes, that's death to a lot of people.
Yes. It is very, very, very sad. And I dare say that the housing bubble is still bubbling.
Really?
And we have to really get a hold of that. And I want to thank REACH. They made a very solid presentation at our recent celebration. And I could tell it was good because of the questions that were being asked and the response that was given to the question. So I hope that they will continue to do this. And if we can enlarge in that program, a lot of people will be helped.
That's what they live for. I know that because I talk to them all the time. It's almost like salivating out of their mouth. We're living to help people. And they do. They do a
yes.
great job.
Yes.
You've got a function coming up at the church, right? Is that tonight? Or?
Well, it's not at the church, but I'm connected to it. It's called Free Spirit Outreach, Inc., and they cater to the needs of children.
Oh, wait a minute. Free Spirit Outreach,
Inc.?
It's
yes.
not a tattoo thing, is it? No,
no, no. no
not
no,
that
no.
kind of ink?
Well, they call themselves that way because anybody can be a part of the group, and they cater to those who are in need. Very good group, and they're doing a solid job, not only here in the United States, but in Jamaica, and they're trying to expand into Haiti as well. And they're having a function this evening. It's their regular Jamaica night function. They will be depicting the various parishes and what they plant and what they grow. And Oliver Samuels, comedian from Jamaica, will be the MC.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That's tonight. Where is that?
It's at the Cultural Center in Royal Palm Beach. And the tickets are out there, about $40. Children, I think, under 7 can come in for free. So if they need further help, they can even call me. My number is 561-309-1338, or you can call Juliet Knight or Lachman Jaramello. She is the owner for Chini's Restaurant. So if you call any of these, you will get a proper response. I don't have the number directly to...
We don't want to give out too many numbers. It confuses
right.
people anyway.
Right.
So give us the number again if they want to reach you.
561-309-1338.
Great. And what time does that start?
At 7 p.m. I think they're starting at 3 with a domino tournament.
Well, listen, I know a lot of Jamaican people, and if you say the event starts at 7, that means that you should tell them that the event starts at 3 in the afternoon, well, and then they'll be there at 7, right?
I can't speak for anybody else, but I know we have had problem with this, and we are trying to counter that. So this is not Jamaica time now. This is United States time. West Palm Beach time.
Yeah, it's not island time, right?
No, not island time.
I know. I'm getting smacked here in the room by everybody that's from Jamaica. I mean, come on. The truth is the truth,
you're too
right?
Good.
Well, Pastor, we do appreciate you coming on the show today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I'm sure that we'll have you back again. And we're going to go ahead and move along to our next property. Thanks for coming in. Again, could you tell us where the church is?
Yes, we are located in Royal Palm Beach. We are 4 years old, and we are at the Kevin Harvin Center. It's 1030 Royal Palm Beach Boulevard. You can't miss it. It's right upstairs where they built the new park, and we are upstairs. So come in anytime. We have services on Sunday morning starting at 11 o'clock. Our afternoon service goes at 5 to 8, and then we have Bible studies on Wednesday night, and you don't want to miss that. It's an awesome Bible study. Thank
great,
you.
Great. Thank you for coming in. I do appreciate it. All right. Let's move on to our second property. You know, if you're struggling with your mortgage payments, if you're facing foreclosure or you're unemployed, REACH counselors and experts are here to assist you in achieving home ownership. So don't worry about what your income is or what your credit score may be. That's not part of the REACH mission. The number to call for REACH is 561-491-1670. And don't forget to press 0. All right, let's take a look at our second property that we have to offer here. You know, the good folks at REACH have about 92 properties that they that are available for those who qualified. And the second property that we're looking at is off Glenwood Drive in West Palm Beach. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath. It's under $60,000, so it's a good deal. It's 810 square feet. It's a single-family home. It's a condo, but it looks like a single-family home. And it's property number 302. That's off Glenwood Drive in West Palm Beach, a two-bedroom, one-bath for under $60,000. That could be your house. All you need to do is call the good folks at REACH, see if you qualify. Again, that number is 561-491-1670. Don't forget to hit the 0 for the operator, the 0 button there, and that'll get you in. REACH Radio is here to assist low to moderate income families achieve the American dream of home ownership. Last count, again, they have about 92 properties that are available right now. Right now. Don't worry about your credit score or your income. REACH is here to help you get through it. Okay. Playing my music again, huh? I like that. It's great. I hope you're having a great day this Saturday. It's a wonderful day in South Florida. And coming up next on the show is Kenesha Wood. She's a REACH counselor, and she's started a foundation for foreclosure prevention in 2006 in New York State. She had the good sense to come down to South Florida and live where it's nice and warm, and we thank you for coming down. Kenesha, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. Hey, you're originally from Jamaica, right?
Yes.
And that was you hitting me on the back when I said something about Jamaica time, right?
I don't know what you're talking about, Alan. I will not incriminate myself.
Well, you know, a little bit of incrimination goes a far way here at REACH Radio.
That's some truth to it, some. Just a little bit.
I could tell you some stories, but we'll just stay away from that. You know, we introduced you to talk about, to have a good laugh, you know, and there's nothing funny about foreclosure, but how did that acronym work out, Life After Foreclosure?
You know, we always say things happened. So, you know, after a rough storm, you know, you have to pick up and move on. And we try to help people transition, you know, make that transition gracefully and knowing that they're not the only one it happens to. There's so many millions of homeowners out there that this happens to. And you just have to learn to embrace what happens and move on and make life better for yourself in the future.
Well, that's easy for you to say. I mean, you know, when you lose your home, your life is devastated. And like we just spoke with the pastor, you know, fights start and people yell and scream. And even though you try and calm them down, the fact remains you're losing your home. What can we do for folks that that are if they're so far gone, there's nothing we could do for them, right?
It all depends how far gone they are in the process. You know, you might be just served foreclosure documents, but, you know, we could help work through, you know, work through the process with you, with the bank. If it's just been served and you're not, you know, actually out of the home as yet, we still could salvage the situation. But if your house has been sold and, you know, we're far gone where there's nothing else can be done, we help you make that transition gracefully from becoming a homeowner to now become a renter and let you know that we're here, you know, with you to the end, and we could help you get through to that process.
You know, you talk about, I know a guy, it's odd that that you would say that. I know a guy that lost his home and was able to live in the home because when it was foreclosed upon, the people that bought it turned right around and rented to him. He didn't have to leave his house. He lost his house, but he's still living there.
Yeah, those are some of the options out there. It all depends on who buy it back. There's a lot of investors might buy the property back and are willing to know that it's hard for, you know, someone to just pick up and leave where they've been living for so many years and are nice enough to say, hey, I'll rent you back this property while you find something else. The banks offer that depending on which, you know, who the investor is, like Fannie and Freddie. They do offer programs such as that to rent back that property until, you know, you could move on.
That's insane if you think about it. I mean, you're
but
paying.
But it makes sense.
Well, if you can't pay your mortgage, how are you paying the rent?
Because the rent might not be as high as the mortgage payment, maybe. They work with you in that terms and making that, you know, payment. Because you remember, it's going to cost these investors or these banks more money if the property is just sitting there and not being taken care of. They're going to have a property management to take care of the property, you know, making sure the lawn is cut, trying to prevent vandalism. So, you know, if you have someone in that property, you could, you know, avoid a lot of destruction on the property.
Wow. I guess that I know there are some city ordinances that say if you don't cut your grass, the city comes out and cuts it for you, and they charge a couple of $100 to the bank.
Exactly.
You have 10,000 houses, and all of a sudden you're paying $20,000 a month just to get the grass cut.
Exactly, versus you getting a meager sum of a rental of $800. You know, that saves you a lot of headache and, you know, makes it even better. And then it helps the property in the neighborhood, you know, keep the value up.
That's right. So, what about private financers? Is that a good path to go down?
Private financing, you might have some problems with that in a sense that you might end up with a much, much higher interest rate in any property you're going to be financing. And if you go the unconventional route and get in private, it's harder for us as a housing counselor to deal with private finance because they don't have to deal with any rules and regulations. And the interest rate could be astronomical.
Right, you know, because it's private.
It's private.
Now, let's just take a hypothetical situation. I find someone that says, oh, you need $40,000 to save your house. I'll give you the 40, but I want 6% interest. That's not outrageous, is it?
That's not too bad. 6% is not so bad in this market. I mean, it's high, but to know that you're going to get, you know, a 6% you're paying back on a $40,000 loan for you to save your home, I think is worth it until you could get back on track.
Oh, absolutely. And let me ask you this. After foreclosure, that's a pretty bad mark on your credit. Is there any chance that you could buy a house after you've been foreclosed upon?
Absolutely. There's a lot of programs. Even though foreclosure stays in your record for 7 years, it all depends on what caused the foreclosure, you know how quickly you could get your credit scores back on track. FHA, after 2 years or so, you know, if you could build your credit back up, they more likely can work with you. There's other programs. After 3 years of not owning a home, you essentially reset the clock of becoming a first-time home buyer, and you could think about buying a home and still be qualified and eligible for grants and down payment assistance all over again.
That's after 7 years, right?
No, after 3 years, you become the clock resets for you to become a first-time home buyer. So 3 years after you lost the home and you no longer have a title in your name, you could, you know, you reset the clock, become a first-time home buyer once again.
Well, it's not so bad.
Yeah, foreclosure stays in your credit for 7 years, but there's a way for you to build your credit back up. You know, extenuated situations could, you know, the banks and lenders will look at it and say, hey, you know, this is the reason, and maybe because of the divorce or you lost your job is the reason why you're in a situation, and then look at that and know what the market is like and work with you. You know, FHA could do that after 2 years or so. Fannie Mae, you know, 7 years, but if it's like a divorce again or a job lost or, you know, other extenuating circumstances, you can essentially, they will look back on your credit after 3 years or so and, you know, think about, you know, financing you to become a homeowner again. Of course, credit score take, you know, plays. You might have a higher credit rate, but, you know, some people might think it's worth it.
Is it all about the credit score?
It's a lot. So the credit score is going to have a lot to do with, you know, any financing. So you know, it depends on, credit score will determine how high. Credit score will determine how high of an interest rate you'll get.
Ah, I gotcha. And the good folks at Reach, which is where you work, you also counsel people on their credit scores, right? You help them build it. What do you do?
You know, other than
can you give that away over the air?
You know, there's no such thing as an easy fix on your credit score. So for people who say, hey, you see that commercials out there saying, hey, you know, call us, we're going to fix your credit. There's no such thing as an easy fix on your credit. You should stay away from those. I know in the lovely sunshine state of Florida, we are, you know, the number one state in scams in terms of, you know, rebuilding your credit. But it takes time and diligence and some effort on your part to build it. You can't just, you know, pay someone and expect it to go away because it's going to come right back. What we do is give you the tools to make you a better and smarter, you know, home buyer or homeowner and build your credit. You know, we'll show you ways of doing that. We help you and walk you through the process, you know, look at your credit report and, you know, try to work with your budget that makes sense. Not what you might want, but, you know, a budget that works within your means according to the income you take home and not what you see in your pay stubs.
So that's what the good folks at Reach do, right?
We do that among every, you know, a number of things. We tend to, you know, we hold our clients until the end till they, you know, feel empowered to move on. So we understand the situation. We've been there. You know, I've been in this industry for a while, so I've seen a lot of things, and it's always a ever changing industry, and I'm always learning. And I've learned a thing or two from my homeowners and my clients them. So, you know, we're sharing that knowledge with each other.
Good. Well, let me ask you just one more question, then I'll let you run. I know you've got a lot of things to do today. Were you really named one of the future business leaders of America in the college you attended?
Yes. From high school, I've been always involved with Future Business Leader of America. I was the president of that, you know, club. And when I went to college, I actually did a lot. You know, I was participating in everything.
Yay!
thank you.
Good for you. Well, that's quite an accomplishment to get that, so...
Yeah, I try, I try with a smile.
Well, Kenesha, we appreciate you coming on the show today. And if you want to get a hold of Kenesha, you could dial her at 561-491-1670. Make sure you hit the zero button. You want to talk to the operator, and she'll get you right over to Kenesha, and she'll help you right out. Thanks for coming on the show today, Kenesha.
No problem. Anytime.
You bet. All right, let's take a look at our third property that we're featuring today. And that will be a property on Pinewood Ave in West Palm Beach. It's just off 45th Street near Knowles Court, if you're familiar with that area. It is a four-bedroom, two-bath home. That's pretty darn nice, 1,202 square feet. It's got new bathrooms and floors, a nice yard. It's a family special, and it's property number 303. So if you're looking for a family home up in the Pinewood Avenue in West Palm Beach area, this just might be your place. We'd like to remind you once again, Reach is here to assist low to moderate income families achieve the American dream of home ownership. Again, the last count, the good folks at Reach say about 92 properties. I'm getting a nod here. Pat's getting ready to come on next. 92 properties available in the program if you qualify. Again, to find out if you do qualify, call Reach at 561-491-1670. And again, don't forget to hit the zero for the operator, because that's the best way to get a hold of her. Coming up next, Pat Tracy, one of the founders of Reach. Pat, I have a dossier on you that's so long that we'd run over our time limit if I were to read it. So I'm just going to introduce you. Pat, the founder of Reach, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alan.
Well, tell us about Reach so I don't have to read that big, long thing there.
Well, one thing you had mentioned early in the program is that I was going to speak a little bit about the home buyers.
Right.
So I do want to cover that for a minute. We've talked about foreclosure, and we want to talk about the front end just a second. We are doing a class on the 23rd. It's on Sunday from 1 to 7. And you need to call the office today, the number that Alan keeps giving you, or this week, 491-1670, dial 0 to sign up for that class. The class is a requirement for many grants and funding for you, but aside from that, it also gives you great knowledge. You know, when you're buying your first home, there are so many questions that everyone has for every, like you have an inspection for the roof, you have an inspection for the house, you have a survey for the size of your lot, you need a termite report, you need somebody to help you understand what those are about because this is probably the biggest investment of your life. And as we can see, it can cause, if you don't know the proper loan product, if you aren't working with the proper people, you can see what havoc it will bring down the line. So we actually love to give help in that sense, help you know the cash you're going to need to close and how the bank's looking at verifying that cash, because that's also another issue. And what you can really afford, as Kanisha said on the modification, what you can afford at that time to continue. Well, what can you afford today to buy? Those are really important issues that are going to be covered in this class. Again, it is on the 23rd. It is at 8409 North Military Trail, Suite 111. And again, if you will call the phone number 491-1670, hit 0, you can register for that class and you'll have some of the best experts giving the class. It is in Creole. It is in Spanish. It is in English, so we're trying to help the whole community with this class.
I'd like to hear that presentation. It's not all three at the same time, right?
Well, sometimes yes, sometimes no, but it makes it exciting.
Well, you know, you mentioned something, and it's education and knowledge. And I just want to tell you, one of the biggest misnomers in history is people always say, knowledge is power. Well, I'd like to amend that. I don't think knowledge is power. I think the best use of knowledge is power. So get up off your duff and sign up for this class and get some knowledge and then put it to use and you'll find yourself in a home.
That's correct. And it is Sunday afternoon, so you can go to Pastor McFarland's church and then get over there. It's from 1 to 7. Also, if you go to church on Sunday evenings, you still have time. That's why it's grouped in those hours. There is a lunch provided for you, something to keep you going while you're in the class. Really good instruction. And then after you finish this group class, Alan, there is a two-hour one-on-one where we meet individually. The staff at Reach meets individually with a client and goes through their own individual needs.
Sounds like an excellent program. Pat, I want to thank you for coming on the show. We had a short time together, but very informative and very knowledgeable.
Thank you.
Remember, the best use of knowledge is power. So make sure you get a hold of Reach and sign up for that class. The number again to call is 561-491-1670. Don't forget to press 0 to get to the operator. All right, it's that time again for Professor. I keep calling you Professor. I like Producer Mort, but I know you're a professor because you're a smart guy.
I like that Professor. It elevates me a little bit.
Well, Professor Mort, what do we have? What do you say we have some more news? What do you have on the table?
Well, no, I've got something that's from this morning's Palm Beach Post in the business briefing section from the Tribune newspapers. And it's very interesting because Fannie Mae is one of the federal agencies that has to do a lot with foreclosures and they have just fired an executive amid a federal investigation into alleged kickbacks from real estate brokers. Okay. One former employee of the home finance giant has been indicted on charges of soliciting illicit payments from a broker. And another former worker was alleged that his conduct was unbecoming at the Irvine, California office. James Tigert, a vice president who oversaw Irvine and other regional offices where foreclosure properties were sold, was not suspected of criminal behavior, but he was fired because he was supposedly involved in performance issues. But the interesting one is a former specialist with Fannie Mae, Armando Granillo, was arrested in an early morning sting in Los Angeles, California, with $11,200 in cash in his hand in a Starbucks parking lot. The money he allegedly had demanded in return for providing foreclosure listings to a broker who altered federal who alerted federal authorities. So the broker complained this guy had $11,200 in a Starbucks parking lot early morning in Los Angeles. So there you go.
I thought they were supposed to be smart guys.
I thought that these people were supposed to be smart guys, but it appears that Fannie Mae is going to have a bribe probe going. This is ongoing. This news was just released this morning. I'm sure that we're going to have more information about that.
We should write a song called Scandal After Scandal. I mean, it just doesn't seem to quit, does it?
Yeah, I know. All you have to put is bank lawsuits or the name of the bank and lawsuits in a search engine and Google or any of the other search engines, and you would not believe the news that comes up. Okay, I think
That's about all the time we have left there.
Okay, that's
Professor
good.
Professor Mort there, buddy.
We'll wait for next week, and we'll have some more interesting real estate news. And I think the best local news is the fact that we have a first-time buyers class coming up, and that has been mentioned numerous times. But I think it's important that the people are aware that on the 23rd, at 1 p.m., there will be a first-time buyers class. Just call the REACH number. They'll give you the details of where it's located, and I'll give it up to you.
Would that number be 561-491-1670?
Yes, and press 0 to get the operator who's waiting for your call.
It's like the great Karnak is here. Well, folks, thanks for listening and sharing your Saturday with us. We appreciate you stopping by, and we'll be here every Saturday with the latest information and news about the real estate market. Don't forget to visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. Or the phone number again is 561-491-1670. And I believe that's about all the time we have left, right? Where's that music playing? I love that. I ain't got no home. That's by Frogman Henry, by the way. And is there a countdown here? No? Well, okay, we have 30 seconds left. What could we say in 30 seconds, Mark?
We could say
561-491-1670, press 0 when talking to the REACH operator, and get into a house. That's what we're here for. We're here to provide you with housing and a place to live. It's a home, not a house. Remember that. And there's hope at the end of the rainbow.
Foreclosure, you've been kicked out of your house. You're living with mom and dad. You're living with your brother, whatever, in your car. Call us. We can help you. There is hope.
There you go.
I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.